Standing out among 60 representatives at the State House isn't always easy, but freshman Democratic Representative Alma Hernandez is the sister of fellow Representative Daniel Hernandez, and she isn't just making waves here at home, she's also drawing national attention. The Hill included Representative Hernandez among its Latina leaders to watch this summer, and she's checking off a number of firsts in the legislature, including being the youngest woman ever elected there. Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with her recently to talk about being in the spotlight.
I want to start with a little bit about how you got into politics. So obviously, your brother is also in the state legislature. Did he convince you to do this? How did this sort of come about for you?
He didn't convince me to do anything. he actually was the one I could blame, or others could blame, for my involvement in local politics. I started when I was 14 years old, and that was because my brother invited me to come volunteer with him. And he brought me along, my sister and myself, both of us, brought us both along, and we haven't been able to leave ever since.
What was the tipping point? Like, what made you last time around say, I'm going to run?
So, you know, I've been involved in politics since I was 14, been doing internships, running campaigns for people, working on staff, and just really, really involved. And I was still in college, of course, while I was doing all of this. And I just decided, you know, after grad school, I said, I have nothing to lose. Why not run? Why have to go and try and find and recruit people, you know, and train them to run when this is something I want to do? And I think for those that have known me for many years since I was young, it wasn't a matter of if she's running, it was a matter of when. And I knew we were going to have, you know, two open seats. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. I have nothing to lose at this point. And ended up calling my brother, of course, the first person I called. And I let him know that I was thinking of doing it. I was a little worried to hear what his response would be. But he ended up saying, you know what, if this is what you want to do, let's do it. And I said, okay. I called my mom next, of course. we ended up just all coming together as a family, and having the full support of them meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And knowing that I would be able to not only run in the district where I was born and raised, but also have the support of my family was really important to me.
Yeah. So you say when you were young or since you were young, but you are really young.
Really young.
So you're 26 now. You were elected at 25.
Correct.
You are the youngest member of the legislature in the state, I think, ever. So I'm sure that that has presented its challenges. But do you think it's also been a boon? Like, have there been advantages to this?
Yeah, I, of course, am reminded constantly of how old I am, which I don't mind, to be quite honest. It doesn't bother me a bit. I feel that I've been involved in politics for many years. Of course, I know I'm still young, but I've been involved for the last 12 years. And having that involvement and having that, you know, sense of community and knowing what it is that I wanted to do has really helped me, I guess, in my position, I would say. So I guess some people do see it as she's very young and a little naive sometimes. And I just laugh because I'm like, no, it's just I'm not going to give up or stop doing things because I'm being told. But at the end of the day, it's not really about me. It's about the people in my community and all the young people that have been working with me as interns, mm-hmm. younger than me, of course. I really felt that I inspired them when I ran. And that's the reason why I keep doing what I'm doing.
So you told The Hill that when you were on the campaign trail, a lot of people would ask you why you were doing this instead of having kids, instead of raising a family.
Oh, yeah.
Where are your kids? Where's your husband? How did you respond in those kinds of situations?
Oh, I can't even tell you the amount of doors I knocked on, where, you know, they're like, oh, well, where are your kids in this picture? You know, when I would hand them my literature, or do you have a husband? That's always the first question, actually. People assume that I am married, and I'm like, absolutely not. I used to, at the beginning, I would get a little bothered by the question, because I think in the Hispanic and Latino community, it's more of a cultural thing. You know, you get out of high school, you do some school, and then you raise a family, and that's, you know, an ultimate accomplishment within our communities is having and raising that family. Mm-hmm. I see it differently. I come from a family that's very progressive and very feminist. You know, my mother didn't marry my father until she was 32, and my dad was 42, and she decided she was ready to start raising a family at that point. And she did her whole career. She's a retired biochemist, and she's from Mexico. And for her, she always said, you know, I never really knew how to cook when I met your dad, and I don't expect you, you know, that was always how we were raised. It's you worry about yourself, get all your goals and accomplishments done, and then worry about what the future, you know, worry about having a family. So what I started telling the elderly women who would always say, where's your husband? There were all the nanas. I would start telling them, well, find me one. Do you have any grandchildren?
Set me up.
Set me up. And I think once I started doing that, they started seeing it a little differently. And I don't really get bothered by it anymore. I find it more as a joke mm-hmm. because people are always trying to set me up with with someone. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'm just living my best life right now. Yeah. And I don't see myself, you know, having a husband or children right now.
So you're also the first on your list of firsts here. You're also the first Jewish Mexican American to be elected to any office in the yes. state of Arizona. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's something that's really important to me. I feel that Judaism really is a big part of my life. And I'm really proud to be Jewish. You know, my mother has Jewish roots from Mexico. Being the Jewish Latina is always a really, I know people get really confused and they're like, what, you exist? I'm like, yes, we exist. We do. Actually, at our synagogue, we have quite a few Hispanic families, but it's also pretty common. You know, to me, it's not weird. when I was in Israel, I actually met several Hispanic and Latinos that were there on a trip as well when I was there. But for me, it really is important.
And speaking of Israel, so you have bucked your party a couple of times in your first session here as a lawmaker. And one of those was on a vote regarding boycotting Israel. How was that received? And do you think that that is sort of your style of politics? Like, you're not always going to play the party line.
Yeah. So when it comes to Israel, you know, I know that I don't always have the same opinions or, you know, I don't agree all the time with some of my colleagues within my own party. And that's because I have a different perspective. You know, I've been to Israel, I've visited both sides. And, you know, when it comes to splitting from my caucus or splitting from my party, you know, that's not something that I do on purpose or that I just do because I want to stand out or be cool. That's mm-hmm. completely not the case. You know, when I ran for office, I said I'm running, you know, to represent my district. And that means Republicans, Independents, Green Party, everyone. That just doesn't mean the Democrats. And that's why when I'm at the legislature, when I do vote, I feel that I'm making the decisions that the people that elected me want me to make, even if that means, you know, sometimes having to do what I need to do.
So as you get sort of these labels and firsts, you know, listed yeah. in your bio, yeah. right? I mean, how do you define yourself? What do you think is important about those things and also maybe doesn't tell the whole picture?
So for me, all of them have been really, really important. You know, ever since I started running for office, all these interviews and all of these questions I was answering for people, for me, at the beginning, I was a little, it was a little bit of a culture shock. I won't lie. But I ended up seeing it as a positive. And I knew that, you know, being someone who's Latina, young, Jewish, that's what really shows who I am. You know, I heard many times when I was running, oh, she's not seasoned enough. She should wait her turn. This isn't her seat. Well, at the end of the day, in reality, the reason why I keep doing what I'm doing and pushing, you know, to be heard is because people that look like me are always told those things. And I don't think there is a time, you know, no one is ever going to tell someone that looks like me, like, oh, it's your turn. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. It's your turn. Do this. It's not. And I am just, you know, excited to be able to do this and really humbled by the experience of driving down Washington Street and, you know, seeing the Capitol and realizing like, oh my goodness, I actually have an office there. For me, it's just every day being able to remind myself that, you know, it was possible and I was able to do this is a huge deal.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. State Representative Alma Hernandez, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.